Going live, and you're live. That's what tells me. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live from soon-to-be Cheesehead TV Content Central. Right now, it's just a blank wall.
With a hole in it.
A lot of holes. Corey Bankey was just reading through some tweets, and whoo, doggy! There are some fun Packer fans out there today. I'm here to say hi to all you fine folks, the many people joining me here in the chat. Thank you so much. Thanks for the kind words, George. Thanks to Corey and Nagler for what they do. Go Pack Go. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you very much. And Michael starts us off with, why did the Packers suck? They didn't get off the plane, man. That was a classic case of not showing up. They clearly, from the very first moment of that game, were unprepared, outcoached, outplayed, not focused. That is an absolute burn the tape performance. Nothing you're going to watch from that tape is going to tell you much of anything. Now, the Packers have to do it because it's their job. But for the most part, you just turn the page from that one. Yes, there are things you can learn and things you know you need to work on. But for the most part, they just didn't show up. Listen to the first 9-minute drive on the radio. Never bothered after that. It was maddening. I feel you. Not showing up is unprofessional, Chris, but it is human. And guess what? Those are humans. They're not pixels. They're not computer programs out there. They're human beings. We got bullied up front on both sides. Very, very much so, Jay. See, the thing is, too, is I kind of get it on the offensive side of the ball, considering the kind of defense that the Chargers play and the number of times the Packers put themselves in a hole. They repeatedly shot themselves in the foot because they weren't focused. So that part of it, I kind of understand, especially when you have a dominant duo like Ingram and Bosa, they were going to get after it. Like that I get. The defensive side of the ball, it feels like the Packers could have helped themselves. Mike Pettine could have helped his crew a little bit by maybe going a little bit more heavy. I know they ran on them late in a heavy set, but that's late at the end of the game. When guys have been beaten down and the game's out of hand, etc. Early in the game, Phillip Rivers just had his way. Just walked up to the line of scrimmage, looked at the set and said, okay, light box, I'm going to run. Now, sometimes they stepped up to the challenge, but more often than not, they were giving up 6-7 yards on first down. And if you're the Chargers, you're loving that. So I'll be interested to see. And Matt LaFleur did say, when asked about his run defense today, that, you know, they need to maybe do some more coaching wise to help the guys get into good positions, help stop the run. And that's the first time he's kind of maybe even begun to admit publicly that perhaps they're not doing everything they should when it comes to shutting down the run. And now look, points come out of the passing game. The emphasis has been on, you know, it sure seems like Mike Pettine is okay, you're going to get your ground yardage, but we're going to keep you out of the end zone. And for a long time yesterday, they did exactly that. The defense absolutely kept them in this game. This game was on the offense. Don't get it twisted. But, you know, they have given up more explosive plays than anybody else in the league, and that has got to stop. Jack, thank you so much for the super chat. People were pissed about Jamal Williams dancing after the score. I get it, scoreboard, but damn it, let the kid have fun, y'all. It's not the end of the world. Jack, couldn't agree more. It's very difficult to get into the end zone. Dance when you get there. It's not like he was showing up anybody. He was dancing. He scored a touchdown. I got no problem with it. Jake, thank you for the super chat. Geronimo outsnapped Lazard. Any idea why? Lazard still led the team in receiving. He should be wide receiver 3 for sure. Well, Geronimo's their boy on the depth chart at the moment. It'll be interesting to see how that gets handled going forward. Perhaps they like something matchup-wise, although I doubt it, considering the amount of zone that Chargers like to play. But it's one of those things. I think we're going to see that change from week to week. Are there any positives that can be taken away from this game? Red zone defense, as I said, in the good, bad, and the ugly. If you check out the video, latest video is up on our YouTube channel. That was about it. That was about the one shining bright spot. The fact that they were able to keep them out of the end zone the first four times they got down there. That kept them in the game. If the offense ever could have gotten on track, maybe it plays out differently because of it. Outside of that, maybe Tremont Smith as a returner actually had a few nice returns. But yeah, outside of that, there ain't much. Ismail, thank you so much for the super chat. Don't get mad, but I don't think we are the toughest. Why would I get mad? You ain't talking about me. And I know I'm not the toughest. But yeah, the Packers, maybe they're not the toughest. The toughest teams don't always win all the football games. I mean, do they need some more toughness? Yeah, probably, especially what we saw yesterday. What else we got here? 33 will still be fresh. That's a positive. There you go. What's your take on the Carolina game? I mean, Christian McCaffrey, he scares the hell out of you, right? He is the real deal. He has been tearing apart pretty much everyone, except maybe the 49ers were able to slow him down a bit, but that was mostly game plan by their offense, keeping them off the field. Allen's a decent quarterback, and he's done a good job of delivering the football all over the place, and that's opened stuff up enough for McCaffrey to really get going. It's a definite quality opponent, and they're going to have their hands full, no doubt. I love when Tremont Williams was getting on young players, looked like a true leader and a role model for everyone. Jacob, I agree. I thought he had a really good game yesterday. I saw somebody saying he got burned a lot, and I was like, well, what game were you watching? He gave up a reception, or maybe two, but that was about it, and they weren't big gains or anything. He actually laid the wood a couple times, did some really nice job in tackling, coming up and rallying and stopping receivers short of the first down sticks a couple times. They're blessed to have him. True leader. And I think they need that. Some veteran presence back there with all those young guys. How much do I see the defense neutralizing McCaffrey? I don't, actually, Travis. I see the Packers utilizing the offensive side of the ball to try and keep him off the field. Long, sustained drives. Will they do everything in their power to try and do so? Yeah, of course. But McCaffrey's going to eat. That's who he is. That's what he's done it all year, and there hasn't been a defense yet that's really stopped him. So, you know, can they? Sure, anything's possible in the NFL. We see crazy stuff every single week in the league, but I'll be shocked if they are able to really kind of slow him down. Has Kenny Clark taken a step back this year? I don't think so. I think he's playing through two injuries that have really hampered him, and he's not getting a whole lot of help from the defensive play caller. But that's just my take. How do you rate the coaching staff's ability to do in-game adjustments? They've been pretty good this year, actually. They didn't do a great job yesterday, and LaFleur even just said at the podium that he needs to do a better job staying patient with the game plan. But for the most part, the Kansas City game 2 weeks ago is a perfect example. I thought Pettine did a fantastic job adjusting to what Andy Reid was trying to do to take advantage of him. He really changed how their rotation was handled, what they were showing pre-snap, and that led to a couple more stops on the defensive side of the ball. Matt Moore wasn't able to just easily survey things. That didn't seem to happen yesterday, though, and that's concerning. One concern is Bulaga and D-backs play. They face nice rushers, but D-backs season hasn't been close to the level of play last year, and that's not good. I'll counter with they actually held up really well against all the premier rushers they faced this year prior to yesterday's game. Don't forget, the beginning of the season, they faced a murderer's row of premier pass rushers, and for the most part, did a very good job of keeping Rodgers clean. Has Bakhtiari had a couple penalties here and there? Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. But I still think he's one of the better tackles in the league. And, you know, is his play up to last year's level or his all-pro level? Probably not. But he's still better than what a lot of teams roll out there. And I would suspect he bounces back in a big way going forward. Where the hell is Burks? Martinez got abused in the pass game yesterday. We'll see. He played a little bit more yesterday than he did in Kansas City, but that's Martinez's gig. And I don't think only an injury is going to get him out of there. How do we see 17 moving in this offense again? Well, Dan, you got to remember this was a very specific type of defense that they were working against. So they had lots of short stuff, lots of stuff across the middle, crossers, etc. He won't be utilized that way, week to week. I think this was very specific to a defense that plays a lot of three deep, four under, keep everything in front of you. So they were trying to dink and dunk with Devontae underneath. Hans, thank you so much for the super chat. I think we could have done without those two shots downfield on third down. That little slant with Vitaly they ran last week would have been perfect. Yeah. If you're talking about the angle route, that's really specifically tried to, you design those, you call those against man coverage and or, heavy pressure. those are two things that, you know, the Chargers weren't doing a whole lot of. That said, you know, I get what you're saying as far as the, you know, taking the big shots on third down. Rodgers is trying to generate a play there, especially on a day where they weren't able to get anything going. It's hard for me to kill him for either one of those. Wish the trade deadline was this week. Yeah, you know, lots of people do. People have been crying for the NFL to push back the trade deadline forever. I think it would make things a little bit more interesting slash exciting, but the owners don't want to do that. Why do you go away from the running backs in the passing game that would have been so productive? Again, Joel, I think it's kind of game plan specific to the opponent, you know, the type of defense they play. The best way to get teams out of that shell, that three deep shell, this is what, you know, Seattle used to do back in the day. It's what Gus Bradley runs. The best way to get a team out of that is to run it and run it effectively. And the Packers actually did a good job of that. They just kept shooting themselves in the foot with penalty after penalty, whether it was holding, whether it was false starts, whether it was delay of games. They kept putting themselves, especially in the first half, way behind the sticks so that they had to get to their back on track menu rather than run the football. So, you know, I get the, you know, wanting. I saw somebody asking about where were the screens. Well, they ran a couple of screens, but again, with a team playing the type of defense the Chargers play, you know, the all eyes are front. They're keeping everything in front of them. So yeah, fine. You run a screen and maybe you get past Bosa and Ingram, but then there's still like 6-7 dudes waiting for you. You know, screens are designed to take advantage of heavy pressure, or at least, you know, some kind of blitz. And that's not, they faced the fewest amount of rushers ever all season long throughout the entire league. Any quarterback, that was yesterday, they sent an extra man one time. So, you know, screens, angle routes, all that stuff, that really doesn't help you. These games happen annually. Get it out of the way now. Yeah, and I thought it was Mike McCarthy the whole time. But yeah, this was definitely the fart in the middle of church. That's what this game was. And hopefully that's the last time that happens this season. Z owned his mistake like a man and put it on himself. Wish everyone would stop trying to make him a victim. That sounds like a political statement there, Jake. I don't think anyone's making him a victim. People are pointing out the regressive slash ridiculously absurd laws in Wisconsin, but those are two separate issues. How great thou fart. Yeah, nice. Bolt fan here. You met a desperate team. Tony, yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely some of that. LaFleur mentioned it today in his press conference. You know, look, your Bolts are a talented team. There is a lot of talent there. When I was doing my preview post for Friday, I kept looking at, you know, the tape and looking at the numbers, and you think, you know, this is a team that has lost a ton of games, kind of down at the wire. You know, obviously, the Tennessee game is the one that will probably go down in infamy, that fumble on the goal line. But, man, they've been in every game, and they've gotten a little healthier now. And, yeah, I mean, that it's no shame in the fact that they were desperate. They needed a win. Piled up a bunch of losses. Probably should have lost that Chicago game if they had a kicker. So, yeah, they were desperate for a win, and they certainly brought everything to bear on the Packers yesterday. Gregory, nothing is fucked here, dude. I couldn't agree more. The dude abides. Blake Martinez was bad. Thank you, GZ Baby 43. Why didn't we sign Amos to play linebacker? Let safeties be safeties and linebackers be linebackers. Mark, they actually did sign him to be a number of different things. Still believe Kenny Clark can man the middle? Yeah, of course I do. Kenny Clark is a really good football player who's playing through two significant injuries. How many times do I have to say it? And then if he wasn't out there, y'all be like, oh, he's soft. Ridiculous. Can the O-line be fixed? Yeah, it can be fixed. Absolutely. It cannot have to face two amazing rushers who are able to tee off on second and third and long every single play. That'll go a long way to fixing the O-line. The O-line was so good for a month, and then they have a horrible game, and you guys are like, oh, they're terrible. They need to be fixed. They're still very good. They're still very talented. They had a bad game. Relax. Green is gone for the year, right? If you're speaking about Raven Green, not necessarily. They still have one designation from IR that they can bring back. One guy can be brought back off of IR. The mystery is we don't know the severity of his injury. When these guys go on IR, you know, we don't get any kind of medical information as far as, okay, yeah, he's not going to be ready till the summer, or, you know, there are reports of, you know, a significant injury, et cetera. But, you know, could he be ready by December? It's possible. And then would they use the designation on him to bring him back? If they feel like that's the one realistic, attempt that they could make as far as getting somebody back off IR. I don't even know who else they would look at. Maybe Lane Taylor, but, you know, we'll see. Campbell is due to either return or revert to IR by end of tomorrow. What do we do? Alexander, that's a good question. I wish somebody would have asked it in today's press conference, but nobody did. But yeah, I'm not sure if the actual deadline is Tuesday, but I know it's early, you know, earlier in the week, maybe by Wednesday morning. Well, we'll see. Billy Turner shook my head. Oh, he had a bad game, but he had been playing better the last couple weeks. But he definitely ran into a buzzsaw. I'll take one or two more here. Any insight to the reports the Packers were arriving late to the stadium? Yes, Frank, there were no reports. Tracy Wolfson misspoke. She was talking about them getting in late Friday night and how it messed up with their routine. They did not get late to the stadium. They were on time to the stadium. That was not true. If Nagler is Obi-Wan, who is Banky? Thanks for the super chat. Banky is undoubtedly Chewbacca because he's so hairy. Can we stop trying to throw to Graham in the flat and hope for four missed tackles? Oh, Jesse, on that check down, I mean, yeah, he's throwing it there after Graham had a chip on Bosa. But yeah, he's not making anybody miss. Mike McCarthy to the Browns. Man, it's sure playing out that way, right? They were out late partying is how I interpreted it. Everyone's saying that, but we have no evidence of that. No one really knows. I mean, I don't think they were. I think Rodgers was literally just saying, look, we all need to focus. And we weren't, clearly. I think that's what he was saying, but it's been blown up into, oh, they were clearly out partying. I don't think that's what happened. Where to get a drink in New York City Saturday before the Giants game? That's a good question. Go to Faces and Names if you're in Midtown. I don't know where you're staying. What's the positive thing to take from this Packers loss? No major injuries? How's that? All right, I'm going to have to go. Thank you so much for all the questions. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to yours. 388 of you on this fine Monday afternoon. Hey, Packers had to lose eventually. We weren't going to run the table to the end zone, to the touchdown, to the Super Bowl. So get the loss out of the way, reset. And remember, when you're going to go 12-4, you got to lose four games. Hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. If you like what we do, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon, patreon.com/cheeseheadTV. It supports everything we do, our YouTube channel, all of our social efforts, everything on the website, all of our content. It means a whole lot to us, and there are a whole bunch of you already doing so, and I thank you. Finally, I'm going to start talking about our app, since apparently no one knows about it. Download the Cheesehead TV app, available on all platforms. And we feature not just our content, but all the content around the Packers blogosphere, the team that covers the Packers, everybody. ESPN's feed. We'll have The Athletic in there. All the blogs that cover the Packers. We've got it all. So you got your one-stop shop. All our video content's on there. We got the schedule on there. You can buy tickets on there. The Cheesehead TV app. Everything, all things Packers related. It's there for you. We're devoted to you, Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good night.